Thank you, Graham. I'm going to start off today with a story, and we all know how the times are today. We're living in the times of Noah, where there's evil and violence everywhere. And I often wonder, there's so much violence. You watch it on TV, and you hear it on the radio, it's just everywhere. And I always think to myself, with so much violence, is there a chance that one day I might be right somewhere where something like a robbery's going on or, you know, something, and there's so much violence, there's probably a chance, you know, maybe some of us in this room may have already experienced something like that right in front of our eyes. So I was working, I was doing some construction work with my niece, Christina, and she wanted to take a lunch, so we went and took a lunch. She went up to Paramount, which is north of Lakewood, where I was working. It's a decent city. There's a couple rough little areas. So we go to this grocery store, and the cake's not ready, so we were going to go to Home Depot, pick some stuff up, and come back. Well, this whole time I've been telling Carmen about this, there's a hamburger joint up there called Tam's Burgers. They're really cheap burgers. They're still this big. So we pulled out of the driveway, and I go, there's a Tam Burger, pull in. So she pulls in, we get our burgers. I go, rather than go back to the store, let's just eat them in this little strip mall. There's a parking lot, it's in a strip mall there. She goes, okay, so there's no parking, there was one spot. So I go, turn left, turn in here. So she turns in there, and we're facing like the store, it's all the strip mall. So I get my burger out, and it's big like it used to be, and the onion rings, she ordered one order of onion rings, and they came in a big box like that. It was like, it was amazing. So we're sitting there eating our hamburgers and our onion rings. And out of the left side of our front window, we see this kid. He's got a camouflage hoodie on. He's got a black mask that goes up here all the way around, custom made for criminal activity, it looked like. And he had these big dark black glasses, and right away I thought that guy's up to no good. Well, he walked out of our view over to the right over by the store. I thought he was going to rob the place, and Christina goes, I saw he had a gun. So she's pretty much wanting to get out of there, and I'm thinking, you know what, I'm not leaving. I'm eating my burger. If it goes down, I've got God's protection. I'm not going to push it. But so the guy comes back and goes into the Tam Burgers right in front of us. We're watching. He's in there for like 10 minutes. And we're thinking he's going to go in there and rob the place. He comes out of there with no burger, no nothing. So Christina's going, let's get out of here. I'm going, I'm finishing my burger. So about 15 minutes later, we ate and we're pulling out. Well, the car next to us had no one in it, but the van on the other side is where these two guys were. And we did not know it, but the whole time they were waiting in that car. It could be a fluke or something, but the way my mind's going, I'm thinking they were waiting for us to leave and they were going to rob something or do something. So we back out of this parking lot, and this van backs out, and there's this young kid over in the passenger seat. And he looks up at us, and we both look at him, about from here to that wall over there. He's got guilt written all over his face. I don't know. You know, it's like, I go, Christina, did you notice that? This guy, you know, usually when you back out of a parking lot, you don't see someone, and it's like, you look guilty. So, but that brings to point of having God's protection. And I was telling Christina that, and what I do every morning when my wife goes to work, I pray that God puts his angels about her and her boss, and that he protects her on the way to work, during work, because she's in a pretty rough part of Long Beach down there, and then on the way back home. So let's go ahead and read, open your Bibles to Psalm 16:1. This is in the New International Version, Psalm 16:1. And you know what? That's a small print. I'm just going to go ahead and read it off my sheet here. This is in the NIV, Psalm 16:1. Keep me safe, my God, for in you I take refuge. And today what I'm going to do, I'm going to have 3 points about God's protection. The first one of three is we need to pray for God's protection. We need to talk to God. We read many places in the Bible where people prayed for God's protection. And I noticed when I was doing the research on God's protection, it makes sense now, but the book that had the most information on God's protection was the Psalms and David. There was like 30 of them right in a row that came up. So we have to pray for God's protection. And Psalm 17:6, it reads, I have called upon you, you will hear me, O God. Incline your ear to me and hear my speech. And then the third scripture is in Ezra 8:21, when the Israelites were going back into Jerusalem after the Babylonian captivity. And they were taking a lot of stuff back to Jerusalem. And I didn't realize the wealth that they were taking back out of Babylon into Jerusalem was just astounding. They had, for instance, 650 talents of silver, which weighed nearly 25 tons. They had 25 tons of silver. It's amazing. 100 talents of gold weighing over 3 tons. And this doesn't include the 4,000 to 5,000 other things, the goblets and cups and stuff that they speculate that they took along the way. So when they were going back to Israel, of course, back to Jerusalem, they're going to be concerned about people on the way robbing them. So in Ezra 8:21, if you want to go ahead and turn there, Ezra 8:21, this is a scripture, and the heading, it says, Fasting and Prayer for Protection. This is in Ezra 8:21. Then I proclaimed a fast there at the river Ahava, that we might humble ourselves before our God. So right there, the first thing they do is they're going to humble themselves. They don't want to be prideful. They want God. They're serious about God listening to their prayer. To seek him from the right way for us and our little ones and all our possessions. So they were there 3 days, and they fasted and they prayed and they made sure they were right with God before they took that journey. Number two, we have to have faith that God hears our prayers. We could pray all day long, you know, God protect me and this and that and the other. But if we don't have faith that he can actually hear and answer our prayers, why pray in the first place? But before we pray, and we all know this, we need to repent of sin so that we're right with God. We don't want to be not in a right standing with God, having not repented of sin, and then asking for these special prayers. Let's go ahead and turn to John 9:31. Now we know that God does not hear sinners, but if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, he hears him. And then 1 John 3:22, and whatever we ask from him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing to his sight, he listens to us. And then number three, pray for the protection of others. Every day when I get up, I don't do it every day, but I try to make it every day to pray for my family, my friends, and the brethren all around the world. And this is an intercession prayer, intercessory prayer. And Webster's Dictionary states the term intercession, the act of prayer, petition, or entreaty in favor of another. So it's not about us. We're praying for others, for God to protect them, and let them not be harmed. And then in Romans 8:34, we read, who is he who condemns? If it is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. So what this shows is intercession's made for us even. And then, why pray for God's protection? Why even pray for God's protection? Ephesians 6, 12 and 13. Ephesians 6, 12 and 13. And this is in the New King James. Because, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. So we need to pray every day. We need to repent every day. And especially in these times that we're in, we need to pray for God's protection. And don't forget, God does hear our prayers when we're right with God. So again, number one, pray for protection. Number two, have faith that God hears our prayers. And then pray for the protection of others. And one more thing. I always think about this too. My mind sometimes, I'll lay in bed and I start thinking. And I think one day, if I get into the first resurrection, which I'm hoping I am and we all hope we all are, one of the first things I'm going to ask God is if I could see the little video reel of the spiritual warfare going on right now that we can't see. And I think that would be really interesting to know. If we knew what was going on in spiritual realms, it would probably scare us to death. So anyhow, have a nice Sabbath, and don't forget to pray for God's protection.